it becomes so incredibly clear. You can almost relate anything we're seeing in the news back to this one thing, right down to Romney and Santorum and Gingrich, who are all sucking off Israel. They know. They know where the money is at. They know it. Why is Israel so important? Well, now it actually is. It is important because it's trillions of dollars, perhaps. And they don't give a crap. They will kill anyone.
Well, for that kind of money, you would too. So so there's this guy, Patrick Seal, who wrote a bunch of books about the Middle East, and he's an expert out of England, and he seemed to have a grip on this whole thing. And he saw this the action in Syria as pretty much, although he never talks about this field or the oil, gas and oil aspect, he does have most of the players down, and he does see it as a battle between the United States and Israel. And
on the same team, obviously.
On the same team against the Russians and the Chiners.
Yes.
On the opposite
team. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Kind of left the Chiners out.
No, the Chiners. Of course. No, the Chiners.
But I want to play, as a break here, mm-hmm. I want to play two clips from this guy. Both of them are a little long, but they're very interesting. And it turns out that it's very easy to do what you're describing, in other words, blowing up these pipelines, because the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria, which is another reason we can't get involved in this thing, because they're going to end up taking over the place if the civil war continues, and then we'd get blamed. Now we already let the Muslim Brotherhood pretty much take over Egypt,
and we want them to, John, because they're just going to muck it all up as long as it slows down the gas.
Right. So anyway, so they've got a built-in situation, and he explains the geopolitical part. This is called the Siri on or Sir, is it Searle?
Searle.
Seal. It's actually his name. Seal. S e a l e. Seal on the Middle Eastern security, and he kind of discusses the player, so we have an overview. And by the way, when you listen to this, it's obvious that this is nothing we should get involved with. And if you watch these idiotic presentations, and by the way, there's one other element you've got to bring into this with this thesis: the British and British Petroleum and the MI6, who seem to be stirring up the pot on a lot of these things. And I would like to hear your take on that.
Okay.
But let's play this guy's take on what factions are at work playing in that area.
Disputes going on in the opposition. Some say we must cooperate with the Muslim Brothers. Others say no. Some say we must seek external intervention. Others say no. Some say we need a dialogue. I believe
are you playing the right one? Are you playing Seal on Middle East security, or are you playing what's really going on in Syria?
Yes, I'm Seal on Middle East security is the one I'm playing.
Huh. Okay. Well, then go on. Play.
You want me to play the other one?
No. Oh, wait, yeah, play the other one first. I'm sorry. That's the summary.
Really going on in Syria? That's the one
you want
to
play? Yeah, play that. Sorry.
You see, I think to understand what's happening, one has to see this as a concerted attack, assault on not only Syria, but Iran as well. You see, Iran, Syria, and their ally Hezbollah in Lebanon, that trio, a sort of Tehran-Damascus-Hezbollah axis, has in recent years been the main obstacle to American and Israeli hegemony in the Middle East. And the attempt now is to bring that axis down. Of course, they're fighting back with their allies, with their friends, precisely like Russia and China. So that's what we're seeing on that level. Internally in Syria is a completely different struggle. Now, you see, the main element in the opposition, the most powerful element in the Syrian National Council, is the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, just the other day, they celebrated the 30-year anniversary of the assault on Hama by Hafez al-Assad, the father of the present president. And in that struggle, at least 10,000 people were killed in the city of Hama. Now, we have to understand the background of that. Hama in 1982 was the climax of a terrorist campaign by the Muslim Brothers, which began in the late 70s to overthrow the Assad regime at that time. And they seized control, the insurgents seized control of Hama, butchered Ba'ath Party members and officials, and it was only at that stage that the regime moved in and crushed that insurgency and killed a lot of people, a lot of innocent people. Now, the specter of what happened then, 30 years ago, hangs over the present situation. And the Muslim Brothers, they've been outlawed for the last 30 years. They've suffered all sorts of problems at the hands of the regime, and they are thirsting for revenge. So that's why I'm saying it's kill or be killed. The present government feels that these are armed insurgents, and the mistake of the opposition was, in fact, to resort to arms.
Okay. Who is this guy? Who is this guy again? Where is he from? What does he do?
He's from Britain. He's a book writer. He's got a bunch of books on the Middle East. I think he's a security expert. Mm-hmm. And it seems as if that it didn't take much more than for somebody, I can't imagine who, to arm the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, we couldn't ever take credit for doing that because this is a group that really doesn't like us either. And just let all hell break loose right in that one area, like you said, where the pipeline ends. And now the pipeline is stuck there while they're trying to deal with this crap. And then, of course, the reporting on this is just dreadful. I was watching Anderson Pooper. I have a thing if you want to listen to this clip.
Yeah,
he's got some guy named Daniel.
Oh, yeah. It's Danny on Skype. Danny on Skype. Now, I've seen this. This is fantastic.
Hold on, this is a fraud.
Hold on a second. Which clip is it?
It should say Anderson Cooper somewhere.
No, I don't see any Anderson. That's weird.